Hi, everybody. Welcome to our conference call here from sunny Lisbon. As usual, I'm joined by Rodrigo Costa, Gonçalo Soares, and João Conceição, the usual suspects of these calls. Rodrigo, I hand over to you, please.
Hi. Thank you, Anna. Good afternoon. The Anna introduction today smashed me. Good afternoon, all. And thank you for joining us for the first quarter results conference call. The quarter, as usual, was a regular one, no surprises. EBITDA was 2.4% lower than in 2018, consequence of the amortization levels and investment return. We benefited from positive contributions from both Portgas and Eletrogas, as well as a better financials and a lower energy levy amount due to the slight reduction of the asset base value. We managed to keep net income flat versus last year, and on top of that, the company had a decrease in the level of debt, which is always positive. I want to make a few remarks that I think are worth sharing. In February, Portugal produced 102.4 gigawatt hours of wind energy, which corresponded to 63% of the national consumption of electricity on that day. This was another national record for Portuguese wind generation production. For the first time, natural gas was exported through Campo Mayor interconnection to Spain. The amount, 1 million cubic meters of natural gas. Also, our NLG terminal was quite busy this quarter, with 16 tankers having their gas unloaded. One of the best quarters ever, almost twice the regular average. The Energy Agency and government approved our electricity and natural gas long-term investment plans. And this is important because it's the first time that it happens. And it's a very positive development. During this quarter, the government announced a 10-year plan for the energy sector. The targets are ambitious, showing a big commitment to renewables. João will be available during the call to provide with more detail if that comes to question. And now I will hand over to Gonçalo that he will go through the presentation, and then we will be, as Anna said, will be available for the Q&A.
Hi, hello, good afternoon to you all. So as Rodrigo said, this is a no surprise first quarter as usual. So EBITDA came down a little bit. We reached 125.3, so this is a drop of 2.4, namely in the back of asset remuneration, and for the first time, it's more than only the lower rates. It's also because of a slightly lower regulated asset base. In terms of financial costs, they were pretty stable, and there was no major change, as was also expected, as we've been reducing costs for a long time. But you can see that in terms of net profit, we were able to increase it slightly, so it is increasing around 1%. And this is the fact that still financial results reduced a little bit, and taxes are also a little bit lower, which have allowed for this slight increase. Financial costs benefited not so much from lower rates, but namely also because the stock of debt has come down. We continue to deliver at the cash flow pace, so we were able also to have a positive impact from that. In terms of CapEx, although it's early days to make any conclusions, I think that already in the first quarter, we are already showing good signs that we should have a full year above last year, which was also our expectation. So if we move and we pass the results at a glance, which is slide number 3, and we go straight to slide number 4, we can see that PGVs continue to perform quite well. So if you follow it today, they were already below 1%, the 10-year Portuguese bond, which is an amazing level. That being said, base ROARs, as you can see in the first quarter, were more or less flat. They didn't change that much versus last year, so you can see that they are coming down, but the base rate ROARs did not come down as much. Okay, so I think there was a lot of stability there. There are no other public news on Gaza regulation other than the ones that we gave you a few weeks ago, saying that basically they adjusted the rates of return and the framework is more or less stable. But I will not go into a lot of detail, and I will leave this for the Q&A part, and João will give you a little bit more color and detail on what ERTH published and when we can expect the final version coming out. In terms of CapEx, and moving to slide number 5, as you can see, CapEx is increasing a little bit, but it's still very low values, but it's good signs. So we are expecting that CapEx grows versus in 18 versus 18. We already had said that in terms of business plan, 18 would be the lower year, and that it would recover. At the time, the range interval was around 120 to 145, so it's much more likely that, as we said at the time, we'll be above this range this year, compensating a bit for the fact that 2019 was lower, but still within the range that we had published at the time. So it's early, but I think that signs are good, and the operational teams are executing within budget and within our expectations. In terms of slide number 6, what you can see is the normal trend of regulated asset base. We knew. Again, we don't tire of saying that we already knew that this was the trend that we have, that we knew that normal domestic RAB would decline, and that's why we did the investments that we did before. And I think that as time goes by, CapEx will also go a little bit up, and you'll see that the decrease in RAB will be lower. But in this quarter, it's still negative in almost everything, except for Portgas, that is, as expected, also growing at exactly the pace that we had idea that they would be growing. So I'd say no surprises, and more on the investment part, I'd say more on the positive versus last year. In slide number 7. When we start to look to RAB remuneration, what you can see is that normally and in the last few years, rates and the evolution of rates have a stronger impact in remuneration. Actually, that is not so much the fact now. You see that they are also, because they are getting to low levels, stabilizing a little bit more. And what you see is the impact also of the regulated asset base, as I said previously, coming down. So I think there is nothing very much. I say that also in adding a little bit on revenues. You don't see it in this slide. But in other revenues, which is something that you can see in the other file that ANA publishes, that we publish on the site, and that has more detail, you would see that other revenues also go a little bit down. And this is actually more of a timing issue in the way that we recognize certain incentives that we have at rent trading, which is actually having in this quarter a negative impact, which should be diluted along the way and along the year. It's not huge, but it has some impact in terms of year-on-year variation. So looking at OPEX in slide number 8, what you can see here is a small decrease of overall OPEX. We can start to focus if you want, but we can then go into a little bit more because it's more telling on next slide, which is slide number 9, where you see that core OPEX goes down by around 600,000 euros, but this is divided in several parts. So, and in slide 8, what you can see is that personal costs are here increasing 0.4. This is partially benefited, and Portgas has a partial benefit because this was a year where we are concentrating and we try to isolate completely Portgas here. But we made a lot of changes in terms of personnel, namely in terms of shared services. So there is a couple hundred thousand euros that you would see not increasing in personnel costs because they are improving on Portgas. So actually the increase in personnel costs is a little bit less, and the decrease in Portgas is also a little bit less, but they are, I'd say, in line with what we expect. In terms of overall figures, what you can see is that in terms of, and you can see that in slide number 9, you see that core OPEX goes down by around 600,000. This is impacted by several things. The fact that we don't have LPG costs impact Port Gas, so positively in this year. We also didn't do the business plan, so we have less consulting. So there's, we didn't do this year also any bond issuance, which you had last year. So there's a couple of specific costs that make costs improve. Actually, they don't seem to improve so much because there's some increase in costs that have corresponding increases in revenue in the transmission business, namely at the terminal, electricity costs, and you would see these increase in certain items of costs, but you would not see directly here the impact in terms of revenues. That being said, what we still expect is that costs should be, I would say, flat to slightly declining along the year. So I think that in this quarter they are declining a little bit more than you should see in a full year number. So in terms of, and going to slide number 10, in terms of EBITDA, what you can see here is all of the components that I said. So Portgas is improving a little bit. Electrogas also in this quarter has improved a little bit because of interruptible contracts. They are a little bit better, so they also improved a little bit. The OPEX contribution is what I told you about before. There are certain variable costs that have revenues that are not here. If we did adjust these, it would actually be better, the OPEX contribution, and then it's basically the impact of assets remuneration and other smaller items. Okay? So I'd say that overall, that's the main component of what we see in terms of EBITDA. So moving to slide number 11 and to below EBITDA, depreciations, no story there, and they're more or less stable. Financial results, as I said, there is a small improvement, around 1 million. Most of this has to do with volume. So if you wanted a split, I'd say 80% of this is volume related and 20% of this is more interest rates related, which was almost the same. So Anna had to go to the second decimal point so that we could see that it still improved a little bit. So we can expect that it should stay, I'd say, more or less stable. Okay, within the year. Can improve a little bit, it can worsen a little bit, but it should stay more or less stable. Unfortunately, it is not linked to the Portuguese PGBs. In terms of taxes, what you can see is two impacts. One is effective tax rate a little bit better. It's around 27. You know, this fluctuates a little bit. Normally, we see this rate around 28%. So this is our expectation. Last year, it was a little bit worse because of what we explained to you at year-end. It was closer to 29, but I would say that it should still, our value of 28 should still be the central value, and this quarter is a little bit better. The only good thing that comes out of the fact that we have the regulated asset base coming down is that the special levy, which is still here, also comes down around almost a million, but it's what it is. So we still are paying a very high effective tax rate, close to 38% if we add everything up. So in terms of, and looking at slide 12, in terms of net debt, it is decreasing. This is, I'd say, in line with what we expected. Last year was a year that it decreased more, I'd say, than usual. We are expecting it to decrease this year. It decreased 40. Bear in mind that you should not multiply this clearly by 4, and we have dividends to be paid. So I'd say we still expect overall net debt to decrease several tens of millions of euros. But in this quarter in particular, it's being basically driven by the evolution of free cash flow and small variations in working capital, but nothing very significant or material for you to worry about. Okay, I'd say that this is still going in the direction that we said it would go unless we did other investments. Okay, so in slide number 13, adding all up, we are still able to improve a little bit net profit, but I'd say that it's more or less stable. So this is what we can see between a negative impact in EBITDA and some improvements below EBITDA, but I'd say that that's the main story. So as final remarks, basically a first quarter uneventful with no major surprises, EBITDA coming down a little bit, which is also what we expect for the full year. Financial results coming down a little bit, which is also what we had expected. Portgas and Electrogas both adding positively to the company. And so I'd say that overall, everything was as expected. I will not go into regulations. I will explain that just to say that we already approved last Friday in our AGM our dividend of 17.1 cents per share. So this is what we have promised you that we will be paying. So this is, again, another objective that we had in the business plan and that we are complying with. So thank you very much, and we are now going to open for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. And your first question comes from the line of Sara Pessini from Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my questions. Sorry, maybe some of them we have already discussed in the past, and maybe you gave explanation during the call. So, starting from the first one, on the CapEx, do you see any CapEx opportunity in Portugal related to renewables or international interconnections that could underpin your CapEx plan? And if yes, regarding your 400 million related to external opportunities, would you give more priority to Portugal rather to countries in LATAM? Then the second question is related to the gas review. If you have some more comments more than your press release. And also in the press release, you mentioned an incentives for the efficiency factor of Portgas at 2.5%. How this compare with previous regulation, and could you quantify the impact on a full year basis? And last question, if you can please explain again the dynamic behind the costs. So is it fair to say that this quarter they are a bit lower and it should normalize through the year? And then if you can comment on consensus EBITDA that is now at 481 million, if you feel comfortable with that. Thank you.
Hi, Sarah. Regarding the first question, you know, there is not much we can say at this point. You know, we are working, we are studying alternatives for investments, but we don't not have at the moment anything we can report. This is like it was in the past periods. You know, this is a work that we do. We keep doing our research. Sometimes we take a step further trying to understand if we have the right opportunity or not. The key thing is it's the most important thing is not to know on our side if it's going to be in Portugal, if it's going to be outside. It's about, you know, our basic rules. You know, we do not want to take on risks. We do not want to do anything that it's out of the reach for our accounts. And you know, as soon as something comes up, we will disclose it as we should. But for the moment, there is nothing really we can anticipate, other than saying that we keep doing our work, you know, and we are not going to do any investment because we are late on or not in the program that we have.
Okay. So for the regulation part, let's start by the end with your question regarding port gas efficiency factor, OPEX efficiency factor. There was a slight increase. Now it's 2.5% a year. Previously, the variable was around 2% a year, so there is not a big change in this efficiency factor, which is not really material in terms of impacts on the accounts of Portgas and accounts of REN. Regarding the overall view on the regulation, it came basically much in line with what we were expecting. I would say that the major change were more at the level of the regulatory period, which has changed from 3 to 4 years, starting in January and no longer in the middle of the year. So this current regulatory period will last until the end of this year. The rate of return, it basically, what they did is they used the typical CAPM approach and they used the same methodology and they came out more or less by doing an upgrading with the current variables on this CAPM approach. And the indexation mechanism was adjusted to reflect the new rate of return. So no big change versus what we were expecting. I would stress again that this rate of return is basically in line with the base rate of return for the electricity.
Okay, so relative to your question of cost dynamic, as I told you, the decrease in cost that we have in this quarter should not be viewed as what we would expect in terms of variation to the full year. So they are decreasing close to 3%, and we should expect a decrease much lower than that. Why? Because you have the impact of having costs of a bond issuance last year that you don't have this year. You have business plan costs last year that you don't have this year. And then specifically inside Portgas, you have LPG costs that you had last year that you don't have this year. Then you have some delays, which is more of a detail in terms of some IT costs. So all of this put together makes us see that, yes, in overall in the year they should decrease, but they should decrease more into the 0 to -1% than into the -3%. Okay. Relative to the consensus that you have in the market, we are comfortable with it. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of George Guimaraes from JB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you very much for taking my questions. I have three. First, regarding the solar auctions in Portugal, can you elaborate a bit on what run rate of installations is embedded in your current CapEx objective? I mean, the domestic organic CapEx you forecasted between 120 and 145 million euros per year. How much, if possible, how many megawatts does this correspond to? And in such sense, if the installations are higher than what was originally anticipated, if you could revise up your CapEx expectations. What is your view about the possible investments outside Portugal? And third, do you see with the end of the offer for EDP any change in the relation with your main shareholder, State Grid, namely any possibility of selling them some assets outside Portugal, like some financial stakes you have? Many thanks.
So let me start by your first question. If I well understood, you're basically referring to the impact on the solar options. In what concerns to REN, this basically the announcement that the government has already done in terms of solar new power, this basically corresponds to the confirmation of the CapEx that we had foreseen in our business plan for the first quarter of the next decade. So there is a slight upside in terms of our internal CapEx. The difference will come afterwards, depending on if this this objective is increased or not. But this is something that we have to see, depending on the development of solar. There is basically the in a nutshell, there is upside versus what we have foreseen so far.
Regarding the our investment. You know, let's say program or business development. As I said in my answer to Sarah, we don't have any change or anything that we can anticipate at the moment. It's always important to remind that we have a very, very big commitment to Portugal. We, in our strategic plan, we always made it very clear 4 years ago, last year, and that's not changing at all. With that said, of course, you know, we are looking, you know, we don't have projects coming to the market or opportunities coming to the market every day. In Portugal, for sure, the investment opportunities are very scarce, but we are not going to make any speculation at the moment. Regarding the what happened with the process of you know, EDP, it never affected us before, and it's not going to affect us in the future. You know, we have a very strong relationship, you know, with our shareholder from you know, State Grid, and that's not going to change. And there is no connection between, you know, the options that they follow at EDP and the other companies and our investors.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And it looks like we have no further questions coming through at this time.
Hello?
Thank you. Would you like to end the call?
Yes.
Thank you so much. So, ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.